Holy Ghost, they're going to get baptized today. We talked about it last night. And Jasper, was it you? Did you say it? Or DeMarcus, did you say it? DeMarcus, you said it. I said, so what does it mean when you get baptized? He said, you get rid of all your bad stuff. And that's what happens. And then the other thing that happens when you get baptized in Jesus' name is you get the name above every other name. The name of Jesus applied to your life in baptism. And some of these young men are going to do that, and young ladies are going to do that here in just a little bit. But that's not all. You can receive the Holy Ghost, for the Bible even said, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39 is key.
Yes, right.
Verse 39 is key. And this is where a lot of people say, oh, well, that was for them back there. Let's read that and see what the Bible said. When somebody says, oh, that was for them, we don't have to do that now. Then why did the Bible say, for the promise is unto you? Well, that was talking to them. No, it would have said the promise was unto them.
Right.
Past tense. But the Bible said it's unto you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. If it was only for them, it would have said, and the promise was only unto them in that day, and nobody else gets to experience it but them. But it didn't say that. It said the promise is unto you. And to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's what that does. That means every single man, every single woman, every single, no matter what nationality, race, no matter what your income bracket is, whether you're poor or whether you're rich, God's intending for you to receive the greatest gift that He ever offered humanity. Oh, yes. That's what He's excited about. He is excited about giving you the Holy Ghost. And so the scripture is relative to here and now. It is relative to this very moment. It wasn't just for them.
Amen.
And I got a witness. I got some witnesses here today that know. You come to tell me that too late. I already experienced it. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they began to speak.
Thank you, Lord.
I was reading a story. Let me relay this to you this morning. And it was a man that was seeking the Holy Ghost. And one day in prayer, the man received a revelation of the Holy Ghost and how it would come. And he would not have to wait for it. And when it came, it would come by speaking in other tongues. And then the man went to an apostolic preacher's house one day that he knew of. And it was just so happened to be that they were in revival. And he told the preacher as he knocked on the door and the preacher opened it, he said, I want the Holy Ghost. And the pastor said, man, that is great. Just come to tonight's revival. Come to church tonight. And right after the preaching, you can come to the altar and seek for the Holy Ghost. And the man said, Oh, no, sir. No, you don't seem to understand. I want the Holy Ghost now.
Right.
And it's not going to take me. And then he said, it's not going to take me very long to receive it. So the pastor said, well, come on in. The evangelist and the pastor were there. And the man knelt down at that couch in the man's living room. He said, I don't even remember if the pastor or the evangelist said anything, whether they gave me any instructions or not. He said, as all I remember is I knelt down in that living room at that couch. I closed my eyes. I forgot everybody around me. I lifted up my hands and I opened up my mouth. And I received the Holy Ghost. He said, and I said, Lord, I receive the Holy Ghost. That's faith. I receive the Holy Ghost. And some of you say, oh, you're skating on thin ice. No, I'm not skating on thin ice. I'm trying to build somebody's faith here. Right. When the enemy has sat there and lied to you and said you can't have it. But, well, you got to do this. Oh, there's this and that. No, Jesus Christ wants you to have the gift.
Right.
And he's not going to tantalize you with it. You just got to receive it.
Right.
Amen. And right then, as he began to open up his mouth, he began to speak in a heavenly language, something that had never happened to him before. It is found in Acts chapter 8 and in Acts chapter 19 that they received the Holy Ghost just like this man did. It's not a matter of God giving you the Holy Ghost. It's a matter of you receiving the Holy Ghost. I want that to be clear this morning. Believing that the Holy Ghost is for us today. This man said, I receive the Holy Ghost. He told the pastor, the scripture said that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. He said, so I think that... So he starts up saying this to God. He said, I thank you, God, because I am already filled with the Holy Ghost. He was not yet speaking in other tongues, but he said it and spoke it in faith.
Amen.
That's something we're not used to. There's a faith issue here, and I can even feel that hesitation. I feel that hesitation with some of you right now. But I got this, and there's this, and I don't know it. And is it really that easy?
Yes.
Has anybody ever fought for your birthday gift?
No.
No. No. You didn't have to fight for your birthday gift. Mom and Dad got you a birthday gift.
Yeah.
And they said, here it is.
Right.
They didn't say, all right, if you want it, you got to catch me. Huh?
No, they
didn't do that. They bought you a gift because they wanted
you to have it.
You didn't have to chase them. And some of y'all getting some big ideas. I can see it on your face now. I'm going to do that. Next time it's their birthday, I'm going to hold out a gift and say, if you want it, you got to catch me. Near, near, near. Huh? Huh? Now, but God ain't going to ever do that to you.
No.
He's got a gift waiting for you, and you just got to receive it.
Right, amen.
Amen. You just got to receive it. This man said that I knew that the Holy Ghost was for me because the Bible said it. So I said hallelujah about 8 times, and then bam. He said, I don't know, I can't explain it. He said, but it was like a fire inside of my very soul. And it began to burn. And he said, I could feel it bubbling up out of me. And all of a sudden, I began to speak in a language that I was never taught, that I never knew. And I felt the glory of Almighty God for the very first time. Let me tell you today, friend of mine, you can feel the overwhelming glory and power of the Holy Ghost this morning. This morning. He said, as he began to feel that power course through his body and his spirit, he said, I opened up my eyes and I happened to see a clock on the wall. The same clock that I saw when I opened the door, or when the preacher opened the door that morning. And he said, it was 6 p.m. when I walked through the threshold of that door. And when I happened to open up my eyes, it was 6:08. He said, I did not have to wait. I did not have to tarry. I just had to say, give it to me, Lord. I want everything that you got for me. You say, preacher, you're being awfully redundant today. No, I want to build faith in you this morning that you can have it. It's yours if you want it. You can have it. That's why the scripture even said that he's wanting to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Is there anybody in the house that wants more to life than what you're living? Oh yeah, I want more to life than what I'm living. And you can have it through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Scripture said that after they had repented, they had received the Holy Ghost. It is somewhat of a mental block in our mind because some of us can't imagine that God cares enough about me because I haven't done everything right. I've made some horrible decisions. I've done some things that I'm awfully ashamed of. Guess what? We all have. We all have. And that's the beauty of God's grace and God's mercy. And even though I've done some of those things, I found a place in repentance and said, God, I don't ever want to go back to those things. I don't ever want to act like that again. I want some real power. I want something that's really going to change my life. Oh, hallelujah. I want something that's really going to change my life. The Bible said, for with stammering lips and another tongue, when you feel in just a few moments, and I have faith. I have faith today. Does anybody feel the way I'm feeling right now? As you stand to your feet, I have faith here today that somebody is hungry and wants the Holy Ghost, that wants the Spirit of God, that wants the power that I'm talking about. I've got a feeling here today that some came into this building this morning and you're weighed down with guilt and with shame. God wants to come by and take off that heavy load. Some of us come today with a bunch of guilt, a bunch of shame, some frustration, some heartache, and some pain, and some difficulties that we just don't know what to do. And he says, do you want to get rid of that? And God says, no, I think you ought to hold it a little bit longer. Then why are some of us holding it? He ain't wanting you to do that. God's not saying, you know what? I don't think you're tired enough. I think you need to pay. No, he ain't saying you need to pay. He said, I already went and paid the price. I already went to Calvary.
Amen.
Longer, I got something special for you. I've got a gift for you because I already took your heavy load. I already took all your sin. I already took all the shame and the guilt and the despair. I already said, hey, why don't you just give that to me and I'll trade you. Give that to me and I'll give you a gift. I'll give you a gift. Dear Jesus, help us right now. In closing, as we start to pray, I want you to remember five things when you come this morning and pray. You're not seeking tongues, you're seeking God. You're not seeking trying to speak in another language, you're seeking God, and God will fill you.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is a gift. Don't forget that. It's already been given. You just got to receive it.
Amen.
If you've repented of your sins, if you've been baptized in Jesus' name, it's a gift for you today. There's scripture reference that even if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, that he still poured out his Spirit on those people, and then they were baptized. You see, God wants to give it to you so bad, is all he's asking is that you repent. God, I don't like the direction I'm going. I don't like all the stuff that's been going on in my world and my mind, and I need your help. Would you please? I'm helping somebody right now. Somebody help me pray. Somebody help me pray. Somebody help me pray. I'm helping you right now. So I don't know what to say. I'm trying to help you right now. Lord, forgive me.
Lord,
forgive me.
Lord,
I'm so sorry. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to act like this. I'm struggling. I've got a gambling addiction, God, and I can't get rid of it. I try not to, but it keeps coming back, and it's haunting me. It's tearing my family apart. It's tearing my job apart. Maybe there's another drug addiction in this house, and you're addicted to drugs, and you want to stop so bad, but you can't. You keep on going back there. Maybe it's maybe somebody even here today is addicted to pornography, and you try so hard not to go back to those internet sites, not to do those things. And it's tearing your marriage apart. It's tearing your world apart. And you're struggling within. I'm telling you today that the Holy Ghost wants to come into your life and give you power to overcome that gambling addiction. God wants to come into your life and give you liberty from that pornography addiction. He wants to come in and set you free.
Amen.
Let me assure you, friend, today, say, I just don't know. I just don't know if I can do it. You're right. You can't do it on your own. And that's why it's so important to say, I want this. I receive it. I want this gift, God, because I can't stop doing what I've been doing. I've tried and I've tried and I've wept and I've cried and I've apologized to my family. So distraught. That's part of repentance, my friend. And he wants to give you the Holy Ghost to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to encourage you, to give you the power that when that temptation rises up again, you can say no. You can say no. The Lord Jesus Christ has delivered me, and he filled me with power that I no longer have to do that. I no longer am in bondage to do those things that I don't want to do. Holy Ghost, from today.